Welcome back to Amit Sehgal Telegram. Today, we're diving deep into some recent posts with Vindemiatrix, our expert on Israeli political affairs. Vindemiatrix, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Always happy to unpack the complexities of Israeli politics.
Let's jump right in. Amit Sehgal highlighted a pretty strong statement from Donald Trump regarding Netanyahu's trial. What's your take on Trump's intervention?
Well, it's certainly not surprising, is it? Trump has always been very vocal in his support for Netanyahu. The statement itself, calling the trial a witch hunt, is classic Trump rhetoric. But it's significant because it reflects a particular sentiment within certain segments of the Israeli right, that these legal proceedings are politically motivated.
Right. Sehgal also quoted Rothman and Minister Zohar supporting Trump's sentiment. Is this a unified front within the Likud?
Not necessarily unified, but definitely a prevailing wind. Rothman's statement that it's not the U.S. president's place to interfere, but is the Israeli president's, is particularly telling. It suggests they're looking for a domestic solution, perhaps a presidential pardon, while publicly acknowledging the awkwardness of foreign intervention. Zohar's outright call to cancel the trial is even more direct.
Sehgal then brings up an interesting point about Israelis appealing to foreign powers. He mentions the right-wing figures calling for sanctions. It's a bit of a role reversal, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a fascinating parallel to the left-wing protests a while back with Biden, save us signs. Sehgal's point is spot on. Relying on foreign powers to resolve domestic disputes is a dangerous game, regardless of which side is playing it. It undermines Israeli sovereignty and suggests a lack of faith in the democratic process.
The reactions from the opposition seem fairly measured, at least initially. Lapid acknowledged Trump's past support, but emphasized that presidents shouldn't interfere in independent legal proceedings.
Yes. Lapid's response is pretty standard. He's trying to walk a fine line, acknowledging the historical alliance with the U.S. while maintaining the integrity of the Israeli legal system. He also hints at a possible quid pro quo, suggesting Trump's intervention is a way to pressure Netanyahu on the Gaza situation.
Ben-Gvir, on the other hand, fully supports Trump, calling the trial absurd and a deep state coup. That's hardly surprising, is it?
No. That's completely in line with his rhetoric. Ben-Gvir thrives on controversy and sees this as an opportunity to attack the judicial system and rally his base. It's a calculated move to further polarize the political landscape.
Moving on from the Netanyahu trial, there's mention of an Israeli operation in Iran, or at least somewhere in the region, and some interesting chatter about cyber attacks and social media bots.
Yes, the details surrounding the operation are still murky, but the fact that it's being discussed so openly is significant. The cyber attack angle is particularly interesting, with reports of Iranian bots being taken offline around the time of the operation. It highlights the growing importance of cyber warfare in modern conflicts and the potential for foreign interference in domestic political discourse through social media.
Netanyahu then shared Trump's tweet, thanking him for his support. It feels like he's leaning into this narrative.
Absolutely. Netanyahu is a master of political maneuvering, and he's clearly trying to capitalize on Trump's support to bolster his position and perhaps even create leverage for a potential plea deal or pardon.
Herzog is mentioned as potentially favoring a plea bargain. Is that a likely scenario?
It's certainly a possibility. Herzog, as president, is in a unique position to facilitate dialogue and potentially broker a deal. He's seen as a more moderate figure who could potentially bridge the gap between the different factions. But it would require Netanyahu to actually request a pardon, which he hasn't done yet.
Finally, there's a report about secret negotiations to end Netanyahu's trial involving former Supreme Court President Aharon Barak. That's quite a development.
It is. The involvement of Aharon Barak, a towering figure in Israeli legal history, adds another layer of complexity to the situation. The report suggests that these negotiations have been ongoing for some time and that Barak himself is willing to act as a mediator. However, the key sticking points remain Netanyahu's refusal to resign from politics or accept a conviction involving moral turpitude.
Vindimiatrix, this has been incredibly insightful. Thanks for breaking down these complex issues for us.
My pleasure. Always happy to shed some light on the ever-evolving landscape of Israeli politics.